More this week.
Yeah, he's fine. They got him in a little soft splint type of deal. So he took snaps, did all the team today, and looked good. So, you know, we'll get, what, eight or nine good work, you know, with him under center. So, but he's doing good.
What did you think of the quarterback competition today?
The competition? Yeah. Well, Mike, you know, we're going right down the middle. And what we're trying to do is make sure that they all get their opportunities to work with the first groups. You know, so, you know, we haven't, like, made a decision. You're one, you're two, you're three. We're all working together, okay? And I think we'll continue that way throughout the OTAs. But I think it's been good. I think it's a little hard, like, if – you know, you got your first offensive line, your first receivers, and here comes a new quarterback. But in the long haul, that's what's going to make us better, and that's what's going to make that guy step out, in my opinion. So we'll continue that process, and today's a good day. They came back good.
The one thing a coach typically wants, not always, but typically wants, football coaches, quarterback certainty. Last season, you didn't entirely have that, and certainly you don't now. What gives you a comfort level?
Comfort? Who said I was comfortable? It is different. I mean, it's unusual, you know, for the most part in this league. But I think we have a really good situation too, because I mean, I see three really good football players, you know, and the only way that they establish themselves and take a team over is if we somehow give them the opportunity to do that. And as a coach, if you're going to make decisions before you ever step on the field and don't give them an equal opportunity to prove themselves, you know, I don't believe in that. So what I'm trying to do is make sure I walk off the field every day where they've each got 40 reps or whatever the reps are, and I can sit down and take a look at where they're at and how they're doing, because I know the team's looking at the same thing. So that's what I'm trying to do.
Do you want one of the guys to separate himself by the end of June?
You know, I don't have a timeline on anything. I just want them to compete and work, and, you know, we'll see how it goes. You know, I'm trying to get everybody comfortable with where we're at right now going into training camp. I think we've got some good young players on this team that can help us again. And we've got some really good second-year players that should become great players, that are pretty good players that should become great players. So that's what we're trying to get done here in the offseason.
Crager Cottle, the tight end.
Yeah, he's, you know, he knows what he's doing. He's an undersized guy, but he knows what he's doing. He played in an offense similar. So, you know, I think you see him, you know, stepping out and doing some good things. But the big thing for him is going to be getting bigger, stronger, you know. So he's got a lot of, I don't know how much ground you can make up between now and training camp, but that's going to be the key for him in his career. Can he get a little bit bigger? So Luke's working with him. We're doing all we can.
Was today kind of a maintenance day for Heuermann coming off the ACL?
You know, he's got his hamstrings sore. So y'all weren't around. Y'all aren't out here every day, but I had a really good first 2 days. Hamstring got sore on us, so we're kind of a little preventative. He did do some individual, did some other stuff. We're holding him out of team right now.
Gary, back to the quarterbacks. How much of an expectation do you have for Mark to help the younger guys, or is he pretty much learning everything about what
you're doing? That's a good question, because that's an interesting dynamic, because Mark is the guy with the experience, but he has no experience here, right. You know. So he's got his own problems right now, getting everything down, and so – I'm not going to try to ask him to do too much. I want him to be himself, make sure he's masters what we're doing so he can compete and be at his best. But Trevor's fine. Trevor's been around good players. He knows how to handle himself. The young kid's watching, doing the right thing. So, but no, we don't need to put too much on Mark right now. Just let him compete and play like everybody else.
Is Trevor more advanced than the other two guys?
Trevor's, as far as mental, yes, because he was in the system last year. Mark's catching up very quickly because he's been in one very similar. You know, so they're both obviously way ahead of the young kid right now from that standpoint. But, you know, they're all very capable of running our offense. We'll see. We'll see what happens.
If you're comfortable with two or three quarterbacks, whatever it might be, that you believe can play and help, are you then more comfortable with uncertainty going into camp? Does that make any sense? As long as you know that you have two or three.
You're after something, and I'm trying to figure out what the hell it is.
You know?
Huh? You help me out?
Yeah.
We take a break?
That's what I'm trying.
Yeah, let me just say this. I'm very comfortable with our three guys right now. You know, that's where I'm at, and I love the competition that's going on, and it's you know, I think every day it's been a little bit different. You know, one of them's had a good day. You know, I think it's bounced around a little bit, so – you know, time's going to tell. Let's just see. But they're all very capable of helping this football team win. That's why they're here.
Mr. Marcus, the same deals that was last
year? Yeah, yeah, same thing. Back bothering him, working more with Greek and Luke. And I don't know how much you'll see him in OTAs. You know, I hope we get a few in before, you know, we call it a summer. But there's no reason to rush him out here, you know, so we'll see.
Does this make things?
Cody's got a personal issue. He'll be back tomorrow.
Are things tougher for Emmanuel DT trying to build that chemistry when everybody's getting reps with the ones? How do you work on that?
Yeah, that was a point I was trying to make a while ago when I said that. You know, you got your ones working, and one day Mark's in there, and next day Trevor's in there. And I know that's hard, but that's what we need to do right now to get to where we need to go. So, but those guys are working well. DT, Emmanuel having great off seasons, in my opinion, and you know, doing a good job. And obviously the tight end position, we're kind of missing a couple of guys, you know, because Virgil's not working and Jeff's not working. So that, you know, there's a lot of movement on the offensive side of the ball, I guess is what we're trying to say, as compared to the defensive side of the ball. But for us to become a good offensive football team, we need to do that right now and find out who's going to, you know, who the guys are going
to
be.
Is that something you had to say to them, or they kind of just generally understand that? Is that a conversation?
No, they understand that. I mean, they see what's going on, you know, and we got a lot of capable guys that chipped in, so to speak, last year, and then now we have a quarterback situation that we're working through, trying to find the right guys. So they need to just stay focused on their job. I always talk to them about that.
What do you see from Walker and Crick over there as you try to replace Malik?
Good things. I think we're going to have a really good group. You know, I wish 99 was out here working right now. That would, you know, really be good to see. But I think we're going to have a good group. We're going to play six guys. That's what we do. We rotate them, and I think it's going to be a really good group.
Coach, another week, another Capri Bibbs sighting. A lot of them out there.
Yeah, he's really doing. Yeah, that's a good point. You know, like I said, we've got some good young players on this team that are getting, you know, becoming, you know, got a chance to become some great players. Capri's got a lot of good guys in front of him. You know, one of the things I preach to all young players is don't look at the line. Don't pay attention to where you're lining up fourth. Just prove you can play every day. And I think he's taking that mentality. He's having a good offseason.
How's Kilgo doing taking the next game?
Really good. He's doing really good. Yeah, made a couple of plays today, knocked a couple of balls down. But I think Derek's going to be a really good player.
Hey, Gary, Coach, the fact that you worked through a quarterback situation last year, how does that help you with what's going
on? I'm experienced. I don't know, Les. I mean, that's I think our team never panicked through our situation, some of the things we had going on. So, if anything, our football team has a lot of confidence in itself, and they know that we'll get that worked out and the right guy will be in the huddle with them, you know. So, I think going through some of the things we went through last year and still having the confidence to win and be successful should only help us.
Coach, what are the keys for the youth and the wide receiver core at this point?
Well, they're going to have to do it out here. You know, I mean, if you look on paper right now and you say Benny and Cody, you know, and Jordan played really good for us. Sunshine's been, y'all know how much we've liked what he's done. So that's a lot of names and not a lot of spots. So it's going to be really important how they play out here. So we'll see.
What's going to separate them ultimately?
Just how they make plays out here, and probably how they play for Joe is going to have a lot to do with that too.
A few more for the coach. Is the onus change on Marshall with Trevathan gone? I know you guys think highly of Davis and Nelson, but does it change the dynamic at all?
What do you mean as far as
expectation of Brandon in leadership, or not necessarily statistically?
I just want Brandon to keep doing what he does. I mean, he's obviously a leader, played really good for us last year. You know, he and Virgil kind of got the same type of finger, which, you know, we're going to be very cautious with, you know, as they come off these surgeries and getting it right. So, no, I mean, we expect him to come back full force, be a leader on the defensive side of the ball. Yeah, they'll both be ready. They could probably actually do some before we get through here, but I think we'll probably err on the other side.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, you have a good day.